Simon Aleph Sif Hey in the Kesusar Sefer. Sefer Torah Shenimtza Biad Min. A Sefer Torah that's found in the possession of a Min. The Kesus mentioned previously in Sif Beis that there are two definitions for a Min. One is a Yehudi She'ein a Mamin L'Divrei Chazal. Another, that's actually the definition that the Kesus gives. And there's another definition over there brought in Rashi and the other Paiskim that the definition of a Min is someone who's aduk ba'avodah zarah, a Jew who is aduk ba'avodah zarah. So if such a, and we said that the halacha is that a min who writes the Sefer Torah has to be burned. So over here we don't know who wrote it. Sefer Torah shenimtza biyad min ve'ein yodua mikosvei. We don't know if he wrote it or if someone else wrote it. So we can't burn such a Sefer Torah. Rather, yigonez. We're going to be goinez it rather than burning it. Nimtza biyad akum, if the Sefer Torah is found, a Sefer Torah is found in the possession of a goy. Yesh machshirim, there are those that say that the Sefer Torah is kosher and it can be used. The yesh aimrim and others say that no, gam kein yigone, such a Sefer Torah cannot be used, rather it has to be put into gniza since we found it in the possession of a goy. It's possible that a goy wrote it, and therefore it would have to be nignaz like we saw previously that a Sefer Torah written by a goy is put in gniza. Says the Kesus, Ela im hochseku shabazuzu akum sifrei Yisrael, if in that time of history and society, the mitzias is that the goyim, there are pogroms and they plunder Jewish batei knesias and they take the sifrei Torah, so then we can assume, toilin shehu mi Yisrael v'kosher. If it's a society where goyim steal sifrei Torah from Jews, so then we can assume that the sefer Torah came from the Yidden and it would be kosher. Same halacha would apply. Excuse me. Same halacha would apply in a society where goyim don't know how to write sifrei Torah. There were times in history when goyim were very into the Bible and they would write sifrei Torah. But if it's a society where goyim do not write sifrei Torah and they don't know how to write sifrei Torah, amrinan mistamim bazzuz voisan, we can assume that most likely the goyim just stole the Sefer Torah from the Jews, and the Sefer Torah would be kosher. Nimtzu tefillin bidei akum, what if you find tefillin in the possession of a goy? Ksherim. The halacha is that tefillin are kosher. Says the Lishka in Sifkotin Tes. Begemara, in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Amrinan, it says the following: Nimtza Sefer Torah bidei akum. If you find the Sefer Torah in the possession of a goy, amri lo koyrin bay v'amri lo yignois. There are those that say that the Sefer Torah can be used for kriya, and others say that no, the Sefer Torah should be placed in gniza. V'hatur, the tur in Simen Reish Pei Aleph posak b'Sefer Torah, he paskins regarding a Sefer Torah di yignois, that a Sefer Torah that's found bidei akum you put into gniza. U'betfilin posak the tur in Simen Lamentes in Erechayim, he says, Diksherim, that if you find tefillin by a goy, it's kosher. So again, the Torah says, Sefer Torah is put into Gniza, and tefillin are kosher. Because of HaBeis Yosef Shehitema, Beis Yosef says that it's very shver, why does the Torah pask in this way? The Tiritz, the Efsher, the Hodemach Merinon, Vamrinon Yigonez, this that the Torah, perhaps the reason why the Torah holds that you have to be goyin is the Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to read from it. Dafka b'sefer Torah, sha'agoyim asuyin lichtoiv sifrei Torah la'atzman. That's only by sefer Torah, as opposed to tefillin, because goyim write sifrei Torah la'atzman lehislamid boy. Aval tefillin she'ein ha'goyim asuyin likosvan, lefi she'ein tzrichin lehen lo'yazlinan b'hu l'chumra. So, as we discussed, the Beis Yosef is understanding that the reason why the Torah is machmir by sefer Torah is because there is a metzias of goyim writing sifrei Torah, but there's no metzias of goyim writing tefillin. Therefore, by tefillin, the Torah paskins it's kosher, but by a sefer Torah, the Torah paskins would have to be put into gniza. El naktinan kiman de machshir regarding the tefillin. Abel apikayris hu Yisrael min. But if we're dealing with an apikayris, v'yadeya lichtoiv chashinan dilma yikri v'kosav. If it's a min that we're dealing with, so then we're chayshish that Hitaka wrote it regarding the tefillin. But we're not chayshish that a goy would write tefillin. U'b'yam shel shleimah simen samach ches, kosav oitam l'chalek, the yam shel shleimah brings another chiluk between tefillin and sifrei Torah regarding the size of a sefer Torah and regarding the size of tefillin. That's in the yam shel shleimah simen samach ches. Omnom kosav, Yamshel Shlomis says, Elishal Kolponim, Kosha Minale Lachalik Bahochi. Even though there is a chilek, but why would the Torah be mechalek between Sifrei Torah and Tefillin? B'masha kol ha-mechabrim lo chilku. Everybody else is not mechalek. V'nira lefi ani astaitu liyashev. And the Kesis offers a possible teretz. Kihine hayam shel shleimu ba'atzmo yisham. B'simin samach zayin kosev lo chiyach tesefer Torah shenimtza biyad nochri koirin bay. The Yam shel shleimu himself holds not like the Torah. The Torah says that we have to be going as a Sefer Torah. The Yam shel shleimu himself paskins that no, you can use such a Sefer Torah. Midiktani b'mas nisan, where does the Yam shel shleimu know that from, that you could use the Sefer Torah? Because the Mishnah says, Ein leichin svarim tefillin u'mezuzos min hanochrim b'chulei. The b'chulei over there says, Yeser al kadei demeyan. You're not allowed to buy, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to buy Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzos from goyim, for more than their value. V'loiktani ain't poiden. It doesn't say not to be poide sifrei Torah. K'moidiktani ain't poiden as a shvuyin yoiser al kadei demeyan. Over there, there's two mishnas. One mishnah says ain't poiden as a shvuyin yoiser al kadei demeyan, but the other one doesn't say ain't poiden sifrei Torah. It says ain't loikhin sifrei Torah. Shma mina from the fact that the mishnayos use different lushaynes. In one place it says poiden, but regarding Sifrei Torah, it says, Ein leikhen, shma mino shehi lekicha. K'mo yishar lekichas, it's a regular purchase. Dehainu letzarchai likreis bay. You're not being paid the Sefer Torah. You are purchasing the Sefer Torah. Why would someone purchase a Sefer Torah? To read from it. V'ha dekamar. And this, that it says, Dilma ligones. In other words, that over there, the issue is not that you're buying it from the Akum. Maybe you're not buying it from the Akum for Kriya. Rather, you're buying it in order to be going as the Sefer Torah. Maybe that's the pshat over there. Dichui ba'al makamar. That's just a regular, that's just a dichui. But the Gemara over there says, Dilma ligones, that maybe you're buying it just to be going as it. Says the Marashal in the Yamshel Shleimer that that's just a dichui ba'alma. We call makim. Hine das harifa harash v'shar poiskim. They all hold the Sifrei Torah shenimtza bidei goy yigones. It has to be nignaz. Because of Abis Yosef dimashma lehud Rav Ashi dimashani dilma lignaz. That in the Gemara over there, when Rav Ashi says that maybe why are you buying the Sefer Torah not to read from it, but in order to be goynes it, sfirulei kemanda amar the ignaz. Maybe Rav Ashi himself holds like the manda amar that ataka has to be put into gneza, and it's also to read from it. V'kavasei Naktinon, and the Torah paskins like this shita of Rav Ashi. The Amnam Kasha Dikdukai Shal Yamshel Shleima, but this Dikduk of the Yamshel Shleima, Amai Like Tani Ain Poiden, this that the Yamshel Shleima is Medayak, that it says Ain Leikhim, which is Mashma, that just for Yeser Al Kamei Demeyan Asa, but for a regular price you would be allowed to purchase from a goy l'chatchila to read from the Sefer Torah, since it doesn't use the lashon of ein poiden, this dikduk is a shvera dikduk. V'lachein hayanira lahatur l'chalek debetfilin kulei alma moedim dikshirim. Therefore, the Torah prefers the other pshat of saying that by tefillin everybody agrees that they're kosher. Debebraisa loitani yignoiz ela b'sefer Torah, because the lashon of yignoiz is only brought regarding a Sefer Torah, but by tefillin taka they would be kosher. The Beis Yosef Kosev, the Beis Yosef says, the Rav Nachman, the Omar Naktinon, Sefer Torah Shekosev Min Yisoref, Lav Dafka Sefer Torah, Elohu Adin Litfilin Umezuzos. Regarding what we mentioned previously, a Min, this that it says that a Min who writes a Sefer Torah, we burn the Sefer Torah, it's Lav Dafka Sefer Torah. Anything a Min writes would be burned, including Tfilin and Mezuzos. Aval Adas HaTur, Asi Shapir, Deloi Noka Tfilin Umezuzos, Mishum De Omar, Nimtza biyad goy, amrila yigones. Maybe you would have to be goynes what's found in the possession of a goy. But ubetfilin u'mezuzos, like a man d'amar yigones. But by tfilin u'mezuzos, there's nobody who holds that you would have to be goynes. It's Asi Shapir, detani b'masnisan ein loichin, mishum tfilin u'mezuzos. Debehu shayach loshen lekicha, dehainu letzarchan, shem ksherim. And others, the marshal, who wanted to be medayek, that the reason why it says ein loichin is because you're allowed to read from a Sefer Torah, says the Kesis, no, that's not the reason why it says Ein Leichen. It says Ein Leichen because by Tefillin and Mezuzos, there's no din of Gniza. So since there's no din of Gniza by tefillin and mezuzos, so you can taka buy the tefillin and mezuzos and use them. And that's why the lashon of ein loikchin is appropriate for tefillin and mezuzos, even though regarding Sefer Torah, it would indeed require gniza, not like the Marshal, who wanted to say that you could read from a Sefer Torah that's purchased from a goy. Sif Vav, Ein Leikhin Sefer Torah Tefillin U'Mezuzos Min Ha'akum B'Yosim Rikdei Demeyan. As we mentioned a moment ago, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to purchase a Sefer Torah Tefillin U'Mezuzos from a goy for more than their value. K'dei Sh'loi L'Hagilon L'Gonvan U'L'Goslan. Because if you have, let's say, a pair of tefillin that's worth $1,000, and you're going to pay the goy $1,500 for it, so the goyim are going to say, this is a great business, we'll steal tefillin from Jews and we'll sell it for more money than it's worth. So we don't want to encourage goyim to steal Sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos, therefore we're not prepared to purchase them for more than their value. Avol b'kadei demayan, but for their appropriate value, chayavin l'knoisan. We are indeed obligated to purchase them, afilu b'makim shetzrichin gniza. Even if, let's say, it's an old Sefer Torah that's not kosher anymore and you would have to put it into Geniza, nevertheless, we are required to purchase it from the Goyim even just to put it into Geniza. The Im Ha'akum Reitza Harbe, what if the Goy wants a lot of money for it? Tzarech Lasek, you have to handle. Uledaber Imay B'divrei Ritzoy, and try and talk him into selling it for an appropriate price. Ula Yishtabi Imay B'kdei Domov, maybe you can come to some sort of reasonable price and purchase it at the reasonable price. Let's say you tried handling, you tried speaking nicely, nothing's working, the guy is not prepared to lower the price. You leave the Sefer Torah by the guy. But when bargaining with the guy, you shouldn't throw him a low ball offer. You shouldn't say, if let's say it's worth $1,000, don't offer him $200. Because that could anger the guy, and he could throw it in the garbage or into the ocean, and therefore it's not kedai to risk angering the guy. Rather, one should make an appropriate offer. Says the Lishka in Sifkot Yud, for more than their value. B'tur Shulchan Aruch Yerideis Simin Resh Pei Aleph Kosvu Dafka Beharbe Yoyser Mikdei Demeyan Ein Loikchen. For much more than their value. But if it's just a little bit more, then you're still required to purchase them. That's the lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. This, the makor for this is in the Braisa in Gittin, where it says, Tana Rabbanan, Malan b'demayan ad kedei trepik. Trepoik, however you pronounce that monetary denomination. Yes, yeah, so you can go up in price up to a trepik, we'll call it. My trepik, Amar Rav Sheshes, istira. A trepik is an istira. Omnam, harifa rambam lehevi uzais. They don't give, the Rif and the Rambam, when they bring this halacha, they say of you just pay what it's worth. They don't bring this idea of adding on. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring the idea of adding on. The Rif and the Rambam, they don't bring the idea of adding on. They say, pay only the price, nothing extra. Ukafia nira, what's the reason for that? It seems the reason for that is, Daita mishum de lishna de masnisan. Mashma da afilu bima'at yoysim yikadei demeyan ein loikhen. It's mashma from the Mishnah that even for a little bit more, you're not supposed to buy it. Because again, the lashon of the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to buy it biyoysim yikadei demeyan. Doesn't say anything about the fact that if it's a little bit, then it's okay. The halacha kastam mishnah. So even though there is a brisa that says that you pay more, the mishnah doesn't say that, and we paskin like the stam mishnah. V'tzarech ian l'fiani as dait yala beis Yosef. The shavik laharifa rambam upasaka rosh l'chud. Very strange, says the lishka, that the beis Yosef ignores the rif and the rambam. And he paskins like the Rosh, who says that you add a little bit. Very unusual for the Beis Yosef to paskin like the Rosh against the Rif and the Rambam. Gam hasmag esin kuf samach beis kasa vezel ashoina v'chiyein loikhin min agoyim sfarim tefillin mezuzos yeser al kadei demayan mipnei tikkun olam. So you see the smag as well. Paskins like the Rif and the Rambam that you don't even add a little bit. So It's a very strange psak from the Beis Yosef. And Milvadzai, aside for this, Tzarachin al Shulchan Aruch, Shekosev v'chayoven atzibur l'knoisam imenu, b'kdei dama v'imat Yosef, v'regam harosh, loikosev elo yochel alois. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, is making it sound like you're mechuyev to. Yeah, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, v'chayoven atzibur l'knoisam imenu, b'kdei dama v'yosef ma'at. Chayoven, he says. Which is very strange, because not only is he paskening like the Rosh against the Rif and the Rambam, but even the Rosh himself doesn't say Yechayev to, he just says Yochel Lalois, you're allowed to pay a little bit more. Umashma duhu reshus v'loi chiyuv. V'ayin shom b'kitzer piskei harosh. So this is a kasha that the Lishka leaves off with against the Beis Yosef.